The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Daf Kof. Today's daf is being studied in Nushmat, Marat Zekenati, Yafa Batzara, Rabbi Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tinihem began Aiden Amen.
And the Stira, we're trying to answer, is one place that says clearly, Tovel Ve'ochel Pesho La'erev. Another place it says, you don't send the Korban even of Pesach. So we're giving the record. The Pesach loved Africa. Okay, to scratch Pesach. Pesach doesn't mean Pesach. Pesach means Shalmei Pesach. But Pesach really you can send. Third answer of Mori Amad. La Kasha. No question. Kan Shemet Lomet Barbasar. Ukbaro Barbasar. כאן שמת לומד ב-13 וכברו ב-14 מת לומד ב-14 וכברו ב-14 יומית התופס לילו מדאורייתא מת לומד ב-13 וכברו ב-14 יום כבורה מדרבנן אינו תופס לילו אלא מדרבנן אנו שיטה והם פשוט החול סוגיה רייט מורי כאן לא נעשה זאת. There's a time even where Rabbi Shimon's not going to allow you to send the Korban Pesach. Not like the other two. The other two of Pesach would die. There's never a time you can go with the Pesach. Because at worst it's the Rabbanan, the Aninut, and they waved it. No. Really, there's a time that Aninut Laila is the Oraita. Laila that follows Yom Mitah. So if he died on the 14th, so, and they buried him on the 14th. So it means Leil Pesach's Aninut. Deoraita. We can't wave a Deoraita for Korban Pesach. That's why he said, don't send. Don't send the Korban Pesach. So when it said Pesach on that Deoraita, it was Dafka. Don't tell me Kedeh Nazba. Don't tell me Pesach Shalmepa. It's Pesach. So why can't you bring it? There's Deoraita over here. That's why. When it came out over there, we said you could send it. He died on the 13th. He buried him on the 14th. The night over there is the and therefore we're able to square it all, which means you have to make a case where it is the Rabbanan, but there is a case which is the Hadush of Ramori that Aninut Laila Rabbi Shimon indeed will be the Oraita. Oh, so anyone has a question on this? Amar Nera Bashela Ramori. According to your understanding, we have a problem. Because you're making a chiluk now. We have a braita. Amal or Rabbi Shimon. You remember we had that braita? Rabbi Yehuda said, Aninut Laila is deoraita. Rabbi Shimon says, no, what are you talking about? Aninut Laila is with Rabbanan. Yeah? And he said, Teda, I'll prove it to you that's Rabbanan. We wave Pesach. So, Rabbi Shimon is proving his point. So Rabbi Yehuda should come back and say, what are you talking about? You're bringing me a ra'aya to Yom Kibura. That is Rabbanan. I'm talking about Yom Mita. Which means, I asked you on apples and you bring me a ra'aya from oranges. I told you, I know it is the oraita. So you come along and say, Oraita, yeah, I'll prove it to you. Because there's Aninut, when it's Yom Kibura, the following Yom Kibura, we let him bring the Pesach. So it must be the Rabbanan. If that's true, that you hold that there's a Chiluk between Yom Mita, so let Rabbi Yehuda come back and say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about Yom Mita is the Oraita, and you're bringing me a proof from Yom Kibura. I agree with you on Yom Kibura. I'm talking about Yom Mita. How come Rabbi Yehuda didn't come back? Ela must be that Rabbi Shimon holds. Sounds like everything is the Rabbanan. There's no Hiluk according to him. Gemara reads the Gemara. If Kehi Amad Rabbi Yosef Amori Veda Adiktani Amad Rabbi Shimon Teda Shale Anu Onen Tovel Bochet Pesho Avalo Bekadashim Nemale Kamin Lakan Ayom Bita Deoraita Ve'Amart Li At Yom Kippurah Drabanan. I'm talking about Yom Mita, and you answer me, Yom Kibura. Ela, you see what? That it's not so. According to the B. Shimon, it's Matthews, everything is Rabbanan. Or it's Rabbanan and nothing. But it's not the Deo, there's no Deonaita over here. That already, it's going to be hard to discuss. So Rav Mori's answer poses us a problem somewhere else. It poses us a problem like that dialogue or that back and forth that they had in Inu Doraita or not. Okay, but it's an answer nonetheless. Obviously, the Gemara has a way out. The Gemara didn't make a tiyufta against them. I'm sure there's a way to answer them up. That's why the Gemara only said it's in a kasha. So, if one of the answers really stands as the third answer to square off the shitot, look at that. She just. Look at Rashi, the top Rashi, we just skipped one point in that Rashi, which we'll get back to. Look at Rashi, Amin Alach, Aninut Yom Mita Deoraita, Tamenut Aharon Umayti La, come on. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear in his conversation when he was discussing Aninut, he was talking about Yom Mita. So he came and said, I hold that Aninut of the Yom Mita is Deoraita. Right? And what does the Bishop want to come back? I'll prove you to the banan. What's my proof? We waive Korban Pesach. Now, according to you, Rav Mori, you only waive Korban Pesach on Yom Kippurah. On the second night. So the B.U.D.A. should have came along and said, after my Yom Mita, you bring me Yom Kippurah. What's
the
term?
On the second night, also.
But he wasn't. He was talking about Yom Mita. It's clear. That's what she's pointing out. I'm showing you that he was clearly talking about Yom Mita is the Raita. So he said, Yom Mita is the Raita. Rabbi Shimon says, Yom Mita is the Raita. He said, I'll prove it to you that it's the banan. You bring Korban Pesach. When did you bring Korban Pesach? On Yom Kippurah. So he said, Yom Mita, but and you bring me Yom Kippurah. That must be that according to the Bishamon. There's no Chiluk. Meaning it's either the Rabbanan and the other night is Mutar Legamre. Not like you said, Rabbanan. You're holding the Bishamon, holds it as a Deoraita involved in this situation. It's Deoraita on Yom Mita, and it's the Rabbanan on Yom Kippurah. Doesn't square itself well. Another answer. Many answers over here. Again, we're trying to answer one question. Stira and Rabbi Shimon. One place he says you bring the Pesach. One place it says Rabbi Gezerat the Ketuv. One end doesn't bring. So how do you answer? But he has another answer. Totally new answer. Kan. קודם חצות, כאן שמת, כאן שמת, קודם חצות, וכאן שמת על חצות. קודם חצות, תלו יחזי לפסח, חיילה עלי אנינות. על חזות יחזי לפסח, לא חיילה עלי אנינות. All talking about on the day of Pesach. Died on the 14th. All depends when did he die. If he died before חצות, let's discuss the principle. Korban Pesach doesn't start until Chatzot. Before Chatzot, you don't bring Korban Pesach. So if the relative died before Chatzot, there's no Pesach yet on him. Pesach didn't hit him. So it's Aninut on him. Aninut comes first, he's off of Pesach. He cannot bring Pesach. That's what he meant. Eno Sholeya. When the Aninut hit him before. Kana Achal Chatzot. After Chatzot, if the Aninut, he died, the guy died, but already Pesach hit him. Pesach's on him already. Also, once the Pesach falls on him already, doesn't push away the Aninut. It's not going to push it away. Could be a hole. Yeah. So look at that sheet. Very good. Look at that sheet. Very good. Bayamar. See the big Rashi there? Bayamar. Idi v'idi b'yom mita. Very good. It's the day of the death. Udolam Aninut Laila Rabbi Shimon Drabbanan. And Aninut Laila is going to be Drabbanan. Always is going to be Drabbanan. Udiktani, even on the Yom Mita, which is
lecture mode on.
By Leil Pesach, it'll be Drabbanan. So we're not worried. Leil Pesach will be Drabbanan. Yes. Now continue. Udiktani bevaraita Pesach eno ba ba'aninut keshemet kodem hasot derachmana dachya mehaikera. We have a pasuk that says what? Kishihu shalem hu mevi. ולא כשהוא אונן. ואז פתור מה בפור הרצות. ודקטני בפסחים תומל ואוכל פסחו, על מה מייתי לאונן? כשמת אחר חצות. דקדמה חובת שחיטת פסח לאנינות. ותו לא דחיה לאנינות ולשלוח קורבנו. ומי הוא? ואני סיכלי לי על קורבן, שמאמינה אנינות לילה דרבנן. How does she know that? That she said, but we're forced to say, according to this answer, that the aninut, even after Yom Mita, is going to be the Rabbanan. Why? De'im de'oraita hi ha'lo haba achil. Because if it was de'oraita, we're not going to let him eat. Why are you not going to let him eat? I thought you said the Korban Pesach came on him first before the aninut. Let him eat. No. Nihi de'kad ma'chovat shechita la'aninut. Which means what came on him first? Shechita came on him first. So we're allowed to send the shaliach to go be shochet for him because the Pesach came on first. But achila was not on him at the time. Achila doesn't come until the night. So if aninut laila was mideoraita, we wouldn't, with the sevara, would not allow him to eat. Maybe be able to send at this point, but to eat for what? But he wouldn't be able to eat. But from the fact that he's saying tovel ve'ochel pisho, I can eat. The eating didn't come before the aninut. The eating comes later. Oh, pesaim lo ma'akba la'abaye. Abaye doesn't hold achilas ma'akev. As long as you were part of the group, then that's it. Achilas not ma'akev. Ela mishum da'ilad drabanan. For the fact that he can eat? Oh, that's already must be drabanan. Dehem lo aimidu devrem amkom karet. Why? Listen to the sevara. Listen, he says, the dilma mimna velo shachit. If you tell the guy, maybe we'll be strict. Maybe tell the guy, you know what? Anyway, you don't have to eat. Bring the Korban Pesach in the afternoon, because your chayuv came before the aninut. And at night, we don't want you to eat. There's still aninut and a banana over there. Don't eat. The guy's going to say, oh, I don't eat. I'm not bringing. If you don't let him eat, he's going to be nimna, and he's hayav to bring. So therefore the rabbi said, you know what, let's waive the aninut and a banan rule to incentivize him to bring the korban on the Pesach. Because if you tell him you're not eating, he's not going to bring. Inameh, or another answer, kevan de al korhach shachte. Listen, you have to slaughter. That's the din. Al lav orach ar'ad de nimru yishchatilu amanat lipasel. That's hard to tell a person to do that. You tell a guy, bring the korban and then just let it rot, let it become pasul. That's not derecheres to do that. Once already we're waiving the shechita. We're not waiving the shechita. Shechita is legal, but you can only play these. Watch, there's not 20 people. There's not 20 people. Not 20 people. His kazai is going to go to waste. And not all korban. His kazai will go to waste. So it's not derecheres. The guy shechet and let it go to better pisul. But we can only do that if it's drabanan. Doraita, hilkach, ochim peschol. Avalosh ar kadashim afilu lel pesach. That's right. Why? They're midu devremim komase. Umatnitin devtakaitin an imizamu achil. Oh, back to Amishnah. Amishnah said what? He eats kadashim. If they invite him, he eats. How can he eat? How can he give me a case that we're on in? He's going to eat. Says biyom kibura, biyom kibura kavan avaser le'el demet biyud gimal, kapro biyud dalid. Afim davar alam nafshis. You have to say the Mishnah is talking about 13th, and this was aninut laila after the yom kibura, which is nothing, which is not aninut even the rabbanan. Oh, so everything is squared off according to this answer of. Wait. You have to answer. But yeah, but you're gonna learn the Mishnah. Once you're telling me that aninut laila is rabbanan, and you're telling me that we're only waving korban pesach, either because of the reason that we just gave. So what about kadashim? The Mishnah says kadashim is also waved. Kadashim was waved then because of the day before. Oh, comes kibbutz continues. I'm bringing raya. I'm right. Abaye says. Well, what's his raya? Umina timra deshani le Ben Kodem Chatzot Ben Ar Chatzot. Where did you get this Hiluk? Before Chatzot, one din. After Chatzot, another din. Who told you this is a Hiluk as such? Braita. Oh, famous rules, famous derasha we have all over Shas. You have a Kohen. Relative died. What's the din of a Kohen Gadol, let's say a relative died?
No,
so Gemara says, but a regular Kohen is metame, his relatives. The Tanya, it says, by his sister. Kohen's sister died. La yitama. For her, he can be metame. It's a relative. So it says, what do you mean, la yitama? He has to do it. So Gemara says, yeah, he has to do it. Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for him to metame himself. It's not, I would say maybe it's a shoot. So I would say it's an option. I have to do it. It's something that Havra Kadisha do it. Why should I defile my kiwuna? I don't know. Torah says, la, no. Do it. La yitama. You must. I want you to do it. What I say? La yitama. There's no pesa. Stam kohen. Kola shana kula. La yitama. Can you tell me? He must be tame for his relative and sister. Lo ratza. I don't want to be tame. Metame uto ba'al korcho. They push him. Go do it. And give me a story. Ma'aseh bi Yosef HaKohen Shemeta ishto be'erev Pesach. Ve'lo ratza l'tameh. He doesn't want to become tameh, he's going to be tameh for Pesach. This was ishto. Ve'nemnu echav HaKohanim ve'temeu ba'al korcho. And he didn't accept it. They wanted to be tameh ba'al korcho. You have to go bury the wife. Urmini. But we have a question. It says in another pasuk by a Nazir. Says by Nazir, ve'la'achoto, le'achiv, ve'la'achoto, lo yitama. Nazir also has a din of tum'ah. He cannot be mitameh. So by Nazir, it says, la'achoto, lo yitama. He shouldn't get involved. Matalmud lomar, what does the pasuk have to say? What's the case talking about? All these words in the pasuk, hare, she'alach, l'shchot et pisho, ve'lamud et bino. We're talking about a Nazir. We're going to see this drasha in its full entirety in a minute. What about a Nazir? Get the case. You have a Nazir that's going to Pesach to slaughter the Korban Pesach. So he's got a lot of things on him. He's got Nazirut on him, which is a Sutum'ah. He's going to bring the Korban Pesach, which also he cannot become Tameh, right? Now what happened? The Shema Shemet Lomet. The Koma, your sister died. Yachol Yitama. Does he backtrack? Does he go to tamei himself? No. Amar lo yitama. Yachol keshem shlo yitama la'achoto kak emet tamei lemet mitzvah. What about a mit mitzvah that has no kovrim? He also continues on his way. Now Talmud lomar ve'la'achoto. La'achoto is exclusionary. La'achoto de'ero mit tamei. Aval mit tamei hu lemet mitzvah. Oz, what do you see in this braita? That onen is chayav to bring korban pesach. So, make up your mind. You have over here two braitot back to back. You have the story of Yosef HaKohen, yeah? And you have the story of the Nazir, right? The story of Yosef HaKohen, they told him, no Pesach. It was Erev Pesach. His brothers came along, they marry your wife, but once he marries his wife, there's no Pesach. Then you have another braita right after that, that says, Nazir, that's going to bring his Korban Pesach, his sister dies. Go ahead, continue going. So you see why you bring the Korban Pesach. So make up your mind. Does the Tum'ah push away the Pesach or not? One story we're saying the Tum'ah pushes away the Pesach. One story we say the Pesach pushes away the Tum'ah. What's the formula here? What's the formula? When do you say become Tameh and when do you say bring the Korban? So you have to square it off. So Rabbi Yeh says, you know how I'm going to square it off? I'm going to introduce you to Chatzot. Lav shma'mina. Kan kodem Chatzot. Kan har Chatzot. The case of Yosef HaKohen was talking about when his wife died before Chatzot. Therefore, Korban Pesach wasn't on him yet. And he knew the Raita hit him. So he said, I don't want to become Tamei. You have no choice. They were Tamei Baal Korcho. The case of the Nazir that was coming to bring the Korban Pesach has to be talking about Le'achar Chatzot. What does it mean? Le'achar Chatzot? Le'achar Chatzot is talking about Korban Pesach hit him first. So therefore he's chayav to be the Korban Pesach. How did Korban Pesach hit him first? Before he was what? Before he was a Nazir? Before he was an Onin. Ah, Korban Pesach, right, he's a Nazir. Right, exactly. After Atzot she died. Good, that's she. Very good, very good. Atzot Erev Pesach. Atzot Yom, he died. Look at that she. La'achoto eno mitameh. That's why the Nazir case. Al ma'at Yehova de Pesach. Go forward, bring the Pesach. The Asra lel itama. Or maybe Pesach. Onen, even though he's an Onen. Kasakad attack the Tarvayu Ketani Alevad Rebbe Akiva de Malay Tama Mitzvah. Oh. This is very important what I'm telling you now. This is all going with the assumption that when it says in the Pasuk, La Yitama by the Kohen, it's an obligation. It's a mitzvah to be mitameh. Vilkach lo metuk mahak batraita ela b'shemet la'ar hatzot. Da'at yachovat pesach v'da'aqiyah le'mitzvah tum'ah. Which means if you hold it's a mitzvah to mitameh, so I say, in the second case it says bring Pesach. Oh, how do you bring Pesach? Pesach is a mitzvah. Being mitameh to the relative is also a mitzvah. How can you tell me bring Pesach? Unless you tell me that the mitzvah of Pesach came on him before the mitzvah of burying. That's a good way to square it off. Good. If you hold, this is all according to the opinion that says burying is a mitzvah, mitameing yourself is a mitzvah, we can square off these two brachot very well. Od pam. Yosef HaKohen's story was his wife passed away. I'll tell you, his wife passed away Kodem Chatzot. Even though there's, Kodem Chatzot, you have a mitzvah. They have no option. Mitzvah litama. So the brothers came along and said, he's screaming, Pesach! There's no Pesach now. It's Erev Pesach. Kodem Chatzot. Pesach didn't hit you yet. Mitzvah go mitameh. It's a Nazir, same story. What happened? Your sister passed away. Oh, sister passed away. So, I remember the rabbi said, it's a mitzvah to go mitameh. Yeah. It's also mitzvah to be Pesach. Which mitzvah came first? After Chatzot. After Chatzot, Pesach came first. So this mitzvah pushes away that mitzvah. According to that shita that says mitzvot, ayuv, it's very good. The Gemara has a problem, but mimai. What mitzvah? But what mitzvah comes on you first? The mitzvah of Pesach came on him first. So I push it because he has a ayuv. The reason push it, didn't throw him on his wife. No. It means ayuv. They pushed him to go bury his wife. Because it's a mitzvah l'tama. He was saying, what do I have to do it for? Let the other guys do it. I want to be my Korban Pesach. Let somebody else. They forced him to do it. What? Because it means. No. Kodem Chatzot. Kodem Chatzot. Because Kodem Chatzot is a mitzvah to bury his wife. The Pesach is not on him yet. So the Aninut is on him alone without Pesach. But the Gemara says, who told you to learn these braytot like you learned them? The last point. Mimai. Who told you to square the braytot off like this? Dilma le'olam imalach idi v'idi ahar hatzot. Arbi Ishmael, Arbi Akiva. Tanya lai tamar eshut. Dabrer bi Ishmael. Bi Akiva omer choba. What I says, you learned both braitot like the Bi Akiva. That is a mitzvah. And therefore, once you said it's a mitzvah, the only way out was kan kodem hatzot. Before Chatzot, the mitzvah of Pesach is not there yet, so you just have the mitzvah of Tum'ah. After Chatzot, you have the mitzvah of Pesach first, so it's the mitzvah of Tum'ah. Beautiful answer. But maybe I could tell you no. Maybe I'll tell you, Idi v'Idi Ahar Chatzot. Both cases are talking about after Chatzot. The Braita that says, do the Pesach is talking about where it's Rabbi Akiva that says what? After Chatzot, the Pesach came. Let me shmai. According to the Shita that says after Chatzot, is Alibad that the Shita that says it's not a mitzvah. It's only a reshut. You don't have to do it. It's voluntary. Oh, so after Chatzot, I'll tell you, don't do the mitzvah of what do you call it? Of Tum'ah. Well, I'll do it anyway. So take the Pesach. Right, but according to the other braita that says you do the Pesach, I'll tell you it's talking about where it's a mitzvah to be mitameh. So this mitzvah is going to precede this mitzvah. Look at Rashi, Dilma, the very important Rashi explains the Hiluk now. Dilma, Ta'am the Rabbi Akiva. The reason Rabbi Akiva loved Mishum Kodem Chatzotu. Ve'echa delo itme bemet ve'afilu Kodem Chatzot ba'el me'ibad Pesach. Really, I'll tell you, there's no chiduk before Chatzot and after Chatzot. I'll tell you, even before Chatzot, you can bring the Korban Pesach. As long as you didn't become Tameh, I'll tell you, even before Pesach, you can bring, before Chatzot, you can bring. What's the reason over here then? Mishum de'itmehu. Over here, the guy became Tameh. Va'afidu met la'achar Chatzot, nameh ka'amar Rabbi Akiva, yitma. Even after Chatzot, Rabbi Akiva is going to say, "Metameh yourself." Why? Mishum de kasabar la yitma mitzvah. Very important. That means nothing to do before. If you didn't become tameh before Chatzot, technically before Chatzot, you can still bring the korban. As long as you didn't become tameh, bring the korban pesach. That's not my issue. But Rabbi Akiva holds it's mitzvah to be metameh. Therefore, even after Chatzot, I'm going to tell the guy what: go metameh to your wife. Wait! Because I have a Kor Pesach Sheni. Ve'en la tashlumim. You know you can't bury his wife twice. El kach. Metame'in ale. U'memela azil le karet. The karet, we cannot do. Da'abi le tameu Pesach. Yesh lo tashlumim b'sheni. Pesach, I can make it up. Ve'ad diktani lo yitama. But it's another braita lo yitama v'ar nazir. Bishmaili, the mother shoot. Hilkach lot et chayam mitzvah pesach b'shvil the shoot the tumah. Ulolam ben bishmaili Rabbi Akiva onen shelon netma mevi pesach v'apilu met kodem chatzot the tamach lo mishum aninutu. It's not an aninutu issue over here. I mean, technically, if the guy died before chatzot, you're still legal to bring korban pesach. It's not before chatzot, after chatzot. Not onen, even before the chayuv of Pesach came on. Over here it's the issue of, is it a chayuv to metameh or not? That's the issue of it. Therefore, both cases are talking about after Chatzot. Rabbi Akiva is going to say, there's a chayuv to metameh. Okay, chayuv to metameh, because it's a mitzvah. So, Rabbi, if I metameh, I don't bring Pesach. That's a dag. Do this mitzvah, the Pesach pushing off to Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Ishmael comes along and says, no, it's a reshut. Why go to Pesach Sheni to do a voluntary item? Leave the voluntary and go do the Pesach. So therefore, we always explain, the issue is onen. What comes first? Before Chatzot, onen hit him first. After Chatzot, Pesach him first. No, that's not the issue. I'll tell you both cases talking about after Chatzot. Even if the Aninu hit him first, they would hold technically he's still legal to bring the Korban. But we're talking about over here where he had the Korban after the dead. The Tumah hit him after Chatzot, and therefore now there's two questions. Which mitzvah should I do first? Well, according to the Bishmah, there's only one mitzvah here. This is voluntary. So push this away and let him go bring the Korban Pesah. The Biakiva says, no, you have a mitzvah, but if I do this mitzvah, I'm going to lose Pesah. What should I tell you? You have two mitzvot. This mitzvah yesh la tashlumin. This mitzvah you can bring next month. On Pesach Sheni. Therefore, don't bring me a raya from this story over here of Kodem Chatzot and Achar Chatzot. Gemara goes one more point. Gemara says, we just have to finish this point. Lo salka datach. Gemara says, you want to make one bright to Rabbi Akiva and one bright to Rabbi Ishmael. Can't do that. So Gemara is just going to show you that the Braitot are all Rabbi Akiva. You want to see the Braita that said, bring the Korban Pesach as Rabbi Ishmael? Can't be. Because we have clear proof that Braita is Rabbi Akiva. And therefore Abaye is right. Kan Kodem Chatzot, kan Lahar Chatzot. How do we know that the Braita is Rabbi Akiva? So I'll prove it to you. The Resha Dahi Rabbi Akiva Ketarik. The beginning of that Braita that talks about the Nazir is Rabbi Akiva. I'm reading quickly now. Netanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nefesh Elu Akirubim, Met Elu Arhokim, לאביו אינו מטמא, אבל מטמא הוא למת מצווה. לאמו היה כהן והוא נזיר, לאמו אינו מטמא, ומטמא הוא למת מצווה. לאחיו, שאם היה כהן גדול והוא נזיר, לאחיו הוא דאינו מטמא, ומטמא הוא למת מצווה. ולאחותו מה תמוד לומר? ושהלך לשחוט את פסחו ולמול את בנו ושמע שמתומד יכול יתמה, אמרת לו יתמה, יכול כשם שמתמד לאחותו, כך שאינו מתמד למת מצווה, תמוד לומר ולאחותו, ולאחותו לא יתמה, ויתמה הוא למת מצווה. End of sugya. Let's just review what was said in this last piece. The drasha that we have many times in Shas. We have a nazir. What does the nazir pasuk say? Menefesh lo yitama. So the Gemara starts off. What do we know from the nefesh lo yitama? He cannot become threat to anybody. Yes. So it says over here, nefesh lo yitama elu kerubim. That means his relatives. Nefesh met. Met means rechokim. Not only cannot become the relatives, he cannot be mitame nazir, but even people that are far from him. That makes sense. If you tell me he cannot become mitame his relatives, I have to tell me people that are far away. So that she answers this question. That she says, if I only would have had one word, I would have learned it on the rechokim. So I wouldn't have known kirubim. So if I had to say both words to teach you gradually, not only the chokim, but even kirubim, od pam, there's a style like that. If I had one word, I would say, teach me the last chedush. I would say the chokim is not mitzvah be kirubim yet. So I have two words to teach me. It's kirubim ve chokim. Okay. Now that I have that, it says, who else can he be mitzvah for? He cannot become, oh, Aviv. He cannot be mitzvah to his father. What do I need to tell me the father for? He told me kerubim. I mean, it's superfluous. Ah, so he's coming to tell me. L'aviv hu lo metameh, ava metameh lemet mitzvah. That a nazir can be metameh to a met mitzvah. Okay, good. Le'imo. Met mitzvah we don't need, because he told me that from Aviv. And she's a relative, so I know that. So imo is superfluous. I said, you know what? Up to ante. Up to stakes. He's a Nazir and he's a Kohen. He's got double Kedusha on him. Kohen Adyot. So it's coming to tell me he's got double Kedusha on him. Still, to his mother, he cannot be Metameh. But what? Met Mitzvah, yeah. Oh, it's Hadush. Double Kedusha, still Met Mitzvah. Okay, good. La'aviv, ulimo. La'aviv. Now what? Up to ante again. He's a Nazir, Kohen Gadol, Kedusha Hamura. To his brother, no? But to Met Mitzvah? Yes. Okay, view, I mean, it's good. La'achoto, there's no more. After Kohen Gadol, there's no more. Oh, so I'll tell you. He's a Nazir, Kohen Gadol, on the way bringing Korban Pesach, or to Malasim. Oh. And what happened? Meshama shemet lo met. This is la'achoto eno metama. Aval, even so, you got three reasons not to be metame to met mitzvah. Number one, nazir not metame. Number two, kohen gadol not metame. Number three is on the way to bring the korban pesach. If you metame, you cannot bring the korban pesach. Tamu domav la'achoto, la'achoto hu delo metame, v'metame hu lemet mitzvah. Oh, and who said all this? The Akiva is talking. And then the Braita continues and gives me the chidush of what? Of Lachoto, that what? That he brings Korban Pesach, this guy, this Nazir. It's all the Akiva. Hey, but you told me the other Braita that what? He doesn't bring Korban Pesach. Now you tell me the Akiva, you do. Make up your mind. What gives? Ah, can Kodem Hatzot? Can Laharazot? Ah, maybe Rabbi Ishmael. You can't tell me Rabbi Ishmael. The Braita over here is clearly, the Resh has to be Akiva. So the whole Braita must be going in the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Oh, so Abaye has a good proof. The only way you could square it off is, it's an Aninut issue here. Kodem Hatzot, where the Aninut hit him first. So this Mitzvah of Aninut is on him. Sorry, you have to, and it's a Mitzvah to Mitameh. And if Mitameh is a relative, and leave Pesach. Kanahar Hatzot. Hatzot. Kodem Pesach came first. Korban Pesach came first, then the Aninu came on after, then we'll bring the Korban Pesach. That's the Chiduk that we're going to make. So it comes out We have at this point several answers to our original question. So the Gemara asks, if you're telling me that the three last matanot of Hatat indeed require kibus if it goes on the beged, te'onim yesod, why do you say the mima te'onim yesod? The keren azle. The last three sprinklings go on the corner of the mizbeah. They don't go on the yesod. Why are you saying things that go on the yesod? It's talking about the last three sprinklings. So emma nitanim yesod, which means it's eventually going to be put in the yesod, which means the blood of the three matanot that their leftovers are put in the yesod. So blood of the last three, really it's a confusing way of saying the last three bloods that you sprinkle on the corner, that eventually goes into the yesod. So if those goes on a garment, so you'll need the kibus. So the Gemara says, "Umachshava mo'edet behen." Are you telling me that there's pigul if the kohen has a bad machshava during that time? The three last sprinklings. Is that a shayach to make a pigul? So the Gemara says, "Why not?" Amart lo sharia velo mefagela velo alia legavai kesofan. So we said that these matanot, the last three matanot, they're not mati the korban ba'achila, that's lo sharia, they're not mati the korban ba'achila, and there's no pigul, which means, let's say, you put those sprinklings with kavanat eat the korban past its time, and the blood that's omed to do these matanot, there's no isud if it goes inside the hechal, lo ayla legavai. Normally we said if blood goes into the hechal, it becomes pasul, the korban. Kemo sof avoda, like the shirayim, that's the shpechel yisod. You said there's no din on the shirayim blood. There's no din on the last three. So how did you tell me that this last three bloods is machshavas pigul? No pigul. Ela, when the braita is talking over there, shalosh matanot acharonot kitanya hi medamim apenimim. It's talking about the shirei hadam of achatat penimim. That what do you do with the leftover blood of a hatat penimit? You put it in the yesod of mizbeach haitzon. Now, it's me'akev, because you don't do anything else. You don't put any meat. So you take that leftover blood and you put it in the yesod. It's me'akev the kapara. And still, okay. Therefore, the ta'un kibus, no problem, because they're me'akev kapara. They're major bloods, and not only that. Machshava will be more added by him, meaning for pigul. However, the shalosh matanot of the chitzoniyot, these things will not me'akev. So we're making a haluk between the last three of hatat penimit and the last three of hatat chitzona. Hatat chitzona, the last three are not me'akev b'chlal. Therefore, there's no din of kibbutz, there's no din of pigul, there's no din of if it goes outside of the azara and all that other stuff. Mashenka by hatat penimit, since the last three are me'akiv, which is the blood needs to be damim atzionim be yesod. That's for them, not the last three. The blood that goes into the yesod of a hatat penimit, since it's me'akiv to put the blood in the yesod. So anything you do at that point, if you make pigul on that point, if the blood went on the beged, you need the kibbutz. So basically, the dam that goes into the yesod on the hatat penimit is more integral than the dam that goes on the chitzoni yesod.
Only after those matanot, Rabbi?
Only
after, because the first matanah is
me'akev.
So we're talking about four
different
inside?
On the outside. What's the law of the blood of hatat chitzona that's supposed to go into the yesod? Patur? Are you mean patur from all those things that the Braita says? Adetani. Damim anishvachim le'ama leflog velitni bedida. Bame devarim amurim bedamim apenimim. But bedamim ha'chitzonim patur. Which means the Braita gave two cases. He gave one case where the bloods are me'akev, and then one case that the bloods are not me'akev. It said, "Damim anishbachim na'ama." Those bloods don't even go into the yesod; they get thrown into the, so to speak, the river. So the Gemara says, "Why do you have to go to that? Just make a haluk between pinimi and chitzona." And say, "Bemid the v'nimamim that it's me'akev is the hatat pinimi." But the hatat chitzona, the shiraim that goes to the yisod, is not makir. Why do you have to go to another case? You could have made the chiluk in damim penimim to damim chitzonim. Madu al tzukah blayt al tzayim mikrish damim pesun shvachim le'ama. Okay, that's you can give a case better. Make the chiluk in damim atzionim yisod. The damim atzionim yisod. Pini means ma'akev if all these things apply to it, and you saw blood in the inside, in the outside, it's not ma'akev if these things don't apply. Hamani, Rabbi Nehemiah, Damar, Shire Adam, Shikribam, Bachutz, Hayav. Oh, he holds that the Shire Adam of the Chataot Chitzona, Shikribam, Bachutz, he put him outside, I'll say, Hayav. Velomat nile tlata peture, the Bahadeh, which means, according to him, you cannot say the chiluk that three apply in pinimit and three don't apply in chitzona, because it's not so. Because it's two of the laws apply in chitzona, but one of the laws, no, the law of chutz applies to the chitzona as well. Which is, we gave a bride that gave three laws that apply to pinimit. So we said, so why don't you give the opposite? And say, and the three laws don't apply to Haitzonah. So no, it's wrong with Rabbi Hamiyah. That holds one of those three laws applies to Haitzonah as well. Meaning the law of Chutz. If you put it outside the Azara, the Shiraim of the Haitzonah, it's posel. So therefore, you needed to give a case where all three laws don't apply, and that's the Mimre Shpachim Na'ama. The blood that became totally pasul that you're just pouring out into the Azara, that the Ama, that has no laws, not kibbutz, not pigul, and not the din of chutz. That's why you have to explain in the Ama, and he cannot explain by hatat chitzona. Okay, now the Gemara goes back. Okay, we brought a Mishnah. What do we say? Shalosh matanot acharonot. Ta'on kibus. Let's go back again what we said in the Mishnah. The papa brought a raya. What was the papa's raya? The Gemara brought a raya, nitaz min as-savar ala beged eno ta'on kibus. If the blood fell from the hatat's neck, no kibus. From the keren, from the yesod, no kibus. Has to be from the keli. From the keli that's ra'ud iten ala keren. So it's ta'un kibus. So basically the papa's bringing me ra'ya that any blood that's ra'ui for the shalosh matanot that are not me'akev needs kibus. That was the papa. Even the three that go on the garment, you need kibus. It was ra'ya from the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Ravina Amar, when the Mishnah said over there, Mina Keren, Mamash, Mina Yisod, Mina Ra'ui, Li Yisod. Oh, Ravina says like this, when the Mishnah said that dam that went on the beged from the Keren, that doesn't need the kibus, it means Mamash from the Keren. Mamash from the Keren itself, it jumped off the Keren and went on the beged. But does not need kibus if it went from the keren. However, dam that's ra'ui for the keren, which means the last three matanot, that's ra'ui for the keren, ta'un kibus, like the papa. Okay, very good. And when it said, so we had a question. So when it says mena yesod, what does it mean? Mena ra'ui li yesod, which means, that means the shiire ha'dam, that's ra'ui li yesod, they're also not going to need kibus. Because it's like the blood that was put in the yisod already. Which means, Rabbi Nachman is saying, Min HaKeren is Min HaKeren Mamash. And therefore, Batzimetz Ra'ui to the Keren will need Kibus. And when it says Min HaYisod, it means not only Min HaYisod doesn't need Kibus, the blood that goes into the yisod, but even Ra'ui to the yisod, the blood that is Ra'ui to go into the yisod, also does not need Kibus if the blood... The blood goes on it. Amar le Rab Tachlifa bar Gazal Rabina, Ema idi vi idi ra'uyu, who told you? Maybe mina keren and mina yisod both are ra'ui li natin al keren and ra'ui li ten al yisod, and therefore I could say that dam that's ra'ui for the shalosh matanot, that what en ma'akibot, they're not ma'akibot, en of ta'un kibus. She, you, the papa, wanted to understand the statement and say what minakerem, minakerem mamash, but ra'ui needs kibus. Who told you learn like that? Maybe idi v'idi ra'uyu. Maybe both cases mean blood that's ra'ui to the kerem and blood that's ra'ui to the yesod needs kibus. And therefore, how does the papa v'ra'aya that ra'ui le kerem, ra'ui le only, he says, Menakerem mamash, but he says, Ra'ui,
doesn't need kibus.
Ra'ui, again, no, Menakerem, eno ta'un kibus. That's Menakerem mamash, but Dama Ra'ui lekeren, ta'un kibus, according to the papa. Dama Ra'ui lekeren needs. Right. Only the blood that fell from the Kerem mamash doesn't need. But Dama Ra'ui needs. Ah, so it says Yesod. Ah, now Yesod means blood that's Ra'ui li Yesod, meaning Shiyira Adam, that they don't need kibus as well. Just like the blood that fell into the yesod. So keren is, that's why he knows the braita. Keren is keren mamash, and yesod is ra'ui li yesod. So the Gemara says, Amar l'Rav Tachlifa bar Gaza l'Rabina, who told you to explain like that? Em ha'idi v'idi ra'uyu, which means, maybe, when it said in the Mishnah, the word mina keren, and also it said mina yesod, it means blood that's ra'ui to put on the keren. Or in the yisod, and therefore dam that's ra'ui for the three matanot that are not me'akev in on ta'un kibus, because that was also in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said menakeren or menayisod. So maybe I'll explain that the Mishnah was talking about menara'ui, and it says menara'ui lekeren doesn't need kibus. So it's against the papa. Gavara says, "Hi, Mai. What kind of question is that?" Which means, if you're telling me that ra'ui lekeren, something that's ra'ui to go to the keren, which means, after you explain me the way you explained to me the Mishnah, the first way, that even dam that's ra'ui to put on the keren doesn't need kibus, because the first matana is the main matana. That's the one that's ma'akev. The other three, even though it's ra'ui to go in the keren, the way you wanted to learn originally, so you want to tell me it's not ma'akev. Ra'ui li yesod mebaya? Certainly something that's after that fact. That's ra'ui li yesod. You don't got to tell me. It's pashut. Which means, why would the Mishnah even have to tell me ra'ui li yesod? If you're telling me that ra'ui le keren doesn't need kibus, would you have to tell me ra'ui li yesod? That's after that. Ela, menakerem mamash. Mena yisod, mena ra'ui li yisod. So therefore, the bottom line learning of the Mishnah is when it says mena keren doesn't need kibus, it means mena keren mamash. And when it says when the Mishnah says damani taz ala beged mena keren, it means dafka the dam that was put on the keren itself. And when it says in the Mishnah mena yisod, it means mena ra'ui to be put on the yisod. So it comes out according to the papa, dam of the three would need kibus. Dam of the last three sprinkled would need kibus. I the Mishnah, no, menakerem mamash. It was sprinkled already. Ah, sprinkled already does not need kibus. Ah, it says menay yisod. No, that means menare uy li yisod. So what the Mishnah makes sense. The Mishnah is coming to tell you the cases where you don't need kibus. I don't need kibus when it came off the keren, nor do I need kibus on something that is ra'ui for the yesod, which would mean what? That would be shiyireh adam. So let's just read the perushe. Ubekach ha'mamar arishon melamed shedam hitan kevar ala keren. Then it went on the beged needs kibus. Correct. Dama nitan kvar ala keren venitaz ala beged eno ta'un kibus. Good, eno ta'un kibus. Umenameh shedam shosh matanot, and the diuk is what? That only when it went on the keren already. But before it goes in the keren, it's going to need kibus. Which means if it's some blood that went into the Yesod, I don't need a statement like that. Which means just like blood that went on the Keren, you're telling me it doesn't need kibbutz. So blood that went into the Yesod is not going to need kibbutz either.
It's the same world. It's the same blood.
It's the same blood.
Whatever's going on the Keren is going into the Yesod.
Whatever blood going on the Keren goes into the Yesod, they got to go into the Yesod. So therefore, wait. So I just have one question. So therefore, our Mishnah said two things. Our Mishnah was talking about the din of kibbutz begadim. Yeah. So it said what? Min haKeren and min haYesod. How is that Papa learning? Min haKeren mamash. Meaning you don't need kibbutz. When will you need kibbutz? Before it comes on the Keren. Which means if the last three sprinklings, even though they're not me'akev, if they sprinkled and went on the beged, it needs kibbutz. Very good. Then it says min haYesod. Min haYesod doesn't mean min haYesod mamash, meaning when it fell to the Yesod. It means what? Blood. That is ra'ui to go in the Yesod.
Does not require kibbutz.
What does that mean? After you sprinkled four times on the corners, this blood now is considered shirayim, that's ra'ui the Yesod. That blood does not go into the, it does not need the kibbutz. I would not be able to learn that from the law of Keren. If Keren blood that's on the Mizbeach already, so you tell me that blood does not need kibbutz. So blood that's after that, leftover blood, is going to need kibbutz?
It's not the same blood, though.
It's the shidayim of the leftovers.
But if something is more reason to say it doesn't require kibbutz after the action is done here before. And Mashen came and the blood that's being put in the Yisod, the action was not done yet.
Which means here at least I put it on the Keren. Right. Okay, so now, if it went from the Keren, nothing. But here I didn't do it on the Yisod yet. So maybe it needs. Come on, the Mishnah. It doesn't need. So what was the Kavah Homer before? The way they were learning before is it cannot be. Lashon was Hashta Ra'ui LeKeren Amartlo. Ra'ui LeKeren meaning it's the last three. So it's Ra'ui LeKeren. You tell me does not need kibbutz. That's Ra'ui LeKeren. So yeah, meaning Ra'ui LeYesod Nevaya. Ah, yeah. If you tell me Ra'ui LeKeren doesn't need. Which is the blood that's ra'ui to the Keren, and this what is the same blood that's also ra'ui the Yesod. Again, if ra'ui the Keren doesn't need, why doesn't it need? If you're going to say that, because not me'akev, let's say, and all that, so ra'ui the Keren doesn't need a kibbutz.
Of course, you came ra'ui the Yesod doesn't.
Why ra'ui the Yesod doesn't need? Because that blood.
Because if you, before you threw the blood from the same,
well, it still needs to go on the Keren. It's Ra'u the Keren. It's not Ra'u the Yesod yet. It's Ra'u the Keren. So if Ra'u the Keren doesn't need kibbutz, certainly want a stage after that.
Yeah, we take from the same cup.
Now I sprinkle on the three corners. So certainly the blood later on will not need kibbutz.
It's going to not need kibbutz, then require kibbutz again after.
Meaning already we finished kibbutz beforehand. Okay, but now according to the way we're learning the Gemara, the Maskana, kibbutz is needed from the Keren, no. But this cup over here, we didn't discuss. It's from the Keren, no, but from the cup, yes. From the cup, yes, meaning the cup that you still need to sprinkle the three from, yes. Oh, but the Hattush over there is that from the Yesod, meaning from the leftover blood that's supposed to be put in the Yesod, you don't need kibbutz. Which means after you sprinkle, let's say, your sprinklings, so therefore, okay, good. Ra'ui min haKeren, yes. Ra'ui the Yesod, no. Very good. Kol ha'nitanin al mizbach ha'pinimi. Okay, what do we learn in the Mishnah? Anything that's ra'ui to be put on the mizbach ha'pinimi. If you missed one of the matanot, lochipen, meaning mizbach ha'pinimi is very sensitive. You got to do all the services. You miss one service, one matana, no good. And what else is? What's the mikor? Tanu Rabbanan, it says in the Torah, Ve'asa ka'asher asa. Ma ba'al elmod, lichpol ba'al za'ato, ve'limed shim haser, ahablu kol ha'matanot, lo asa ve'lo kidu. What is this talking about? This is par of the kahal, par hatat that the kahal brings on a chet. Says in the pasuk, Ve'asa kohen la'par, to kohen vodut rapat, ka'asher asa le'par hatat, whatever you do with the par hatat, ken ya'aselo. Lichiper alein ha'kohen v'neslach lahim. So the pasuk says, "Ve'asa kohen la'par kasher asa." He'll do it like he'll do it. What's ve'asa kasher asa? Mabal l'mod lechpol ba'zaato. V'dimes coming to tell you, do the hazaa a lot of times. Ve'asa, ve'asa. V'dimes, if you miss one of them, lo asa v'lo kidum. Ve'asa, you got to do it completely. In the elam matan sheva, okay, she me'akvot b'kol makom matan arba. Which is from here I can only learn Matan Sheva, the seven sprinkles that you put on the parochet, which normally is Ma'akev, the kapara for the korban. Those seven sprinkles they put on the kaboret is always Ma'akev, because the Torah always commands us to do it by the hatat. And therefore, I would say maybe only the seven. How do I know even the four sprinklings on the corner of the Mizbeach Ma'akev? Because that's extra word, Ya'aseh. So basically, anything that's done inside the seven on the kaboret, and the four on the side of the Mizbeach is Me'akev. Oh, now give us Zoresh. Lapar, Zepar, Shayim Kippurim. It's by comparing Pari Alem Davash Sibur to the Par of Yom Kippur. Okay. Kasher Asa Lepar, Zepar Kohen Mashiach. Okay, that's another part. That's the Kohen Mashiach. That why also that all the matanot have to be done. This part is Me'akev. So now we have a couple of animals so far. We have the par kahal, we have the par of Yom Kippur, and we have the par of Kohen Mashiach. What else? Hatat elus ore avodat kochavim. Yachov shanim arbe abseile al galim usele rashi chodashim. That's in the same din. Tavud omar lo. The pasuk is yase lo. Comes to tell me that only this korban and not something else. And the Torah is coming to exclude Seireh de Galim and the Sheikh Hodashim, but it doesn't have the regular law of Pari Alem Davar. It's going to have a deal of Hatat Chitzona. I don't know why yet, we'll have to see. For some reason, all the Korbanot that are done inside are Me'akev, except for Seireh de Galim and the Sheikh Hodashim. The Torah says, Umar Ayit Rabot Et Elu, Olotziyet Elu. Which means, why will you marbe Seireh Avodah Zarah that have a deen of hatat, pinimit, and then you take away se'ire, shalosh legalim, and ashok adashim, that you say they do not. Jeez, make up your mind. You marbe one and you marmait one. So Gemara says, Ahar shiriba katuv umi'et, marbe ani et elu, she mechaperim al avera mitzvah yidua. Which means I have an inclusive and I have an exclusive. I have a pasuk that's merbeh and a pasuk that's merbeh. I'm going to be merbeh things that are similar to the source pasuk. The source pasuk was written by Pari Alem Davash Sibur. That's mechaper item. So I come to include Seireh Avodah Zarah. It's also to mechaper. Masheinkin Seireh Rashi Chodashim and Seireh Regalim. That's not for kapara on specific averot. Even though the Seir of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is mechaper, but not for a specific sin. Pari Alem Davash Sibur is for a specific sin. Seir Avodah Zarah is for a specific sin. Therefore, I mean, marbe things that are more domain to the source. And therefore, since the Pari Alem Davash is a specific sin springboard, so I mean, marbe Seirim for the same reason. Avodah Zarah, but not for Rosh Chodesh. So therefore,
are we saying that all these korbanot, the ones that are including them?
Me'akev. All the matarot are me'akev.
But these are all done inside?
No. The Pari Alem Davar are done inside, but we're comparing that all the other ones, even though they're not done inside, they have a deen like the par. So we say, but we have an exclusive. We're excluding Seireh de Galim. So why are you excluding this and including that? Because this is for a specific sin, this is not for a specific sin. Kabbalah continues. V'chiper, it says in the pasuk, V'chiper alem ha-kohen, af al pi shelo samach. Okay, even though there's no simicha, there's kapara in this case. Okay, I mean, these korbanot do not need the semicha. Pari alim davar shel sibur. Which means you need semicha, but if you didn't do it, it's not ma'akev. Which means you need semicha in the pari alim davar shel sibur. But if you didn't do it, it's not ma'akev. V'chipoyim mechol makom lak. Av bishlon samach. V'neslach, af api shelo natan, shirayim. Oh, that even though you didn't put the shirayim in the mizbeach ha'chitzon, it's not ma'akev. ומה ראית לסון בהזאות ולהכשיר בשמיכה ושיריים? Which means, why are you coming to tell me that הזאות, I gotta do all of them, but שמיכה and שיריים, no? Which means you're being lenient לגבי שמיכה and שיריים, but you're being strict לגבי the מתנות. Why are you strict לגבי this and you're lenient לגבי the other laws? Because אמרת, פוסל אני בהזאות שמעכבות בכל מקום. Because I always see wherever you have a din of hazad, sprinkling of the blood, I see this always ma'akev. Umakshir ani besmicha v'shirayim she'en ma'akevot mechon makom. Which means I have exceptions. We're going to see later on that the Torah, let's say by Parah Aduma, it says you have to sprinkle it 7 times. And the Tara the Metzorah, 7 times. And we're always going to see, whenever you sprinkle 7 times, it's ma'akev. So since I have precedent on items that are ma'akev, I'm going to learn that these items are ma'akev here as well. However, we're going to see in other cases that simicha and putting the shidaim are not ma'akev, always. So therefore, since we have sources that we see that these things are not ma'akev, we're not going to hold it on these cases as well. Okay, one more. Why? Amar mor. אין לי אלא מתן שבע שמעכבות בכל מקום. איך? Where do you see that the 7 sprinklings are always מעכב? So the papa says, בפרה ובנגעים, like I just told you, בפרה אדומה, where you sprinkle 7 times, the Torah says מעכב, and by נגעים, when the Kohen sprinkle 7 times the oil. In both cases over there, the 7 hazaot, they are both ma'akev. She said, "Bepara bizam nocha pene oin moed bekata fuka." It says the word fuka by paraduma. We said fuka is a sort of ma'akev. And benegaim and the log shimer of mitzora. Also, he sprinkles 7 times towards the parochet. Zoti etrat the mitzora. It says Torah. So Torah also shows you that it is indeed ma'akev. So once it's ma'akev over there, it's going to be ma'akev on all hatat penimits, that on these items that we include in the pasuk. That you need hazaot. It's going to be ma'akev.
Rabba, idi v'idi, achar chatzot la kashya. Kan kodem shishahatu v'zarku alav. Kan leachar shishahatu v'zarku alav. We're answering. This is the 5th answer. We're answering a stira in Rabbi Shimon. Onen. One statement of Rabbi Shimon said, Onen goes to the mikveh and brings korban pesach, eats korban pesach at night. The other statement said he doesn't eat at night. Right. So we gave 4 answers until this point. Now Rava is going to give his answer. Rava says, Idi v'idi ahar chatzot. We're talking about where the niftar died after chatzot, which means even though the chiyuv of Pesach came on him first, before the niftar. So what's the, how do you reconcile? V'la kasha. Kan kodem sheshahatu bezarku alav. In the first case, Rabbi Shimon said that Onen is not makriv korban pesah. Is talking about where he died before they slaughtered and before they sprinkled, which means now he's learning the cutoff point is not chatzot. The cutoff point is the sprinkling. Vekan leachar sheshahatu bezarku alav. But another bright message, he's the korban pesah. He's talking about where they slaughtered for him. They made the zirikat, so he was in for the zirikah. Once he was in for the Zidikah, then he becomes an Onen. Let him go to the mikveh today and let him eat at night. So it depends on the Sheikh. It depends on the Zidikah. Let's read the Rashi says so we can be up to date. Ravama, top line. I'm going to tell Rabbi Shimon Kai, the Shinoi, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, to answer the Stira of Rabbi Shimon, Idi Vi Idi, Lahar Chatzot, Vafilu Met, Lahar Chatzot, Kodim Sheshachatu Alav, even after Chatzot, when normally we said once it's Chatzot, in the previous answer, we said, that's it. Pesach is on him already. Therefore, the Onen is pushed away. According to this answer, no. Even after Chatzot, he could still be an Onen. How? Eat, let Rabbi Shimon, lo yavi et pescho. Don't bring it. Why? The Rahmana, Dachyak, the Rishva, as Yishevamim,
korbano, kol korbanotav levi ela kishu shalem. That we're going to learn that what? That you have to bring the korbanot when you're shalem. When a person's onen, he doesn't have shlemut adat, he doesn't have peace of mind. Udiktani onen tovel veochel pesfal ev kishemet la'achar sheshaato bezarku alav. That's the kind of point. Shechita v'zrika. When did he pass away? Before, he's not shalem in his da'at anymore. No korban. After the zrika, he's that kind of, he got that in under the wire, he reheats it. אמר לרב אדם בר מתנה לרבה אחר ששחטו וזרקו את דמו מה היא דהה בהבה ראשי which is you tell me he died after שחיתן זריקה מה היא דהה בהבה what was הרן נפטר ואמי דחיה אכילתו ענינות לילה דרבנן תפה משאר קודשים which means he fulfilled his obligation already once you brought the קורבן פסח you did it. Why are we allowing him to eat now? Why let him go to the mikvezen? I mean, utlailas with Rabbanan. That night, let's say it's the Rabbanan. Okay? Why wave the Rabbanan? For what purpose to wave the Rabbanan? Did he fulfill the Korban Pesach? Not in the eating, let's say. In the Shaita, the Zidika, which is the main part, let's say. He did that already. So why do you have to wave now and let him eat also? The main part he did, the Shaita, the Zidika, keep the Achila Bisur. Why the rabbis? Listen, by Sh'ar Kadashim, they don't wave it. So by Pesach don't wave it. He was just there already. Bishlamal abeyede mukira bekodim sheshachato vizarko alav ubelachar hatzot chovat Pesach hala alav lehavi. Oh, which means, according to Abaye's answer, Abaye said he passed away after Hatzot. So when a guy passes away after Hatzot, the chiyuv of Pesach is on him. So there, we have to let him eat it at night. We're going to tell him, let the group bring it for you. You're part of the group, let the group bring it for you. Go to Tibulat, eat it at night. Because there, if we're going to tell the guy you can't eat, he's not going to bring it. You understand? The guy said, well, I can't eat it at night anyway, so what should I bring it for? So in Abaye, I understand why they let him be shohet, I will let him eat it at night. Because the eating will motivate him to bring it. The ilo sharit le'ochlo lo maiti. Hilkach lo emidu v'rehim el alava, amai lo emidu ha kebar shahat v'zarak. But in Rava, he did it already. So what might they have a haba? So the Gemara answers, Amar le Ravina, achilat pesachim me'akeva medrava baravuna. So he told him, you have to eat it.
What does he have to eat anyway?
And we're going to see it. You have to eat it. To be yotzei gari, as part of the chayuv. Why does it have to be yotzei? It has to be in the group. If he's not yotzei, he's not in the group. You have to be part of the kahal, no?
Yes. If it wasn't shechted, he wouldn't have shechted. We were telling him not to shechted in the first place.
He won't join the group. What am I joining a group for if I can't eat for it anyway? Why should he matriach himself to join the group?
Rabbi, the chayuv of Pesach does not fall on him. It
the chayuv fell on him after Chatzot. But the question, and he brought it. He brought the Korban Pesach already. He brought it. So now the Gemara is asking, Rabbi Shimon said, eat it that night. Go make tevilah and eat it. Because he passed away after the Shechitah and the Zidika. So why should you allow him to eat it? He brought it already. It's not going to motivate him to do anything else. Might have a why waive a rabbinical isud of onen for no incentive? Unless there's a chayuv. The answer, there's a chayuv to eat it. So we're not waving the Rabbanan stam, we're waving the Rabbanan to fulfill a chayuv with his karet of Pesach. No, he didn't become tameh. He has to go to Mikveh anyway. No, he's not a tamimet. He didn't come to me with the iftar. He went to the mikveh stam because of the aninut mixed to man a person. Stam. I, Laila, is still aninut. We'll wave it. La'achilat Pesach, which according to this opinion is a chayuv. Oh, where does Rabba Bar Rav Huna say his statement? We'll see it later on. Gemara concludes. Amar le, tzayit mai de ka'aman lach rabach. Rabba tells Rabba Adab Bar Matna. Listen to what your rabbi tells you. Because it was Rabba Adab Bar Matna told Rabba. After the Shechita, what are you being matir for? So Ravina answered. So when he heard the answer, Rav Adama says, let's give you Rabbi. He said a good answer. The Rabbi is telling Rabbi, Ravina answered good. Okay. My Rabba Bar Rav Huna, where do we see this Rabba Bar Rav Huna? I guess we're going to try to prove now. How do you know that it's Mizvah and Achilah? Okay, that's what we're trying to prove. The Tanya. Oh, let's get this terminology. There's Yom Shemua, there's Yom Kibura, and there's Likut Atzamut. Yom Kibura, you know what it is. That's the day of the burial. Day of the burials, Avedut regular, 7 and 30, and everything as follows. Then you have Yom Shimua. Within the first 30 days, when an iftar passes away, when they tell the family, he might not have heard, he was out of town. They tell the guy says his mother passed away. So Yom Shimua is a regular din of Avedut. He has to sit for 7 days and for 30 days. And the 30 day laws apply as well. It's Yom Shimua.
7 days from when he heard?
Within 30 days of the Petira. If he hears it after 30 days, the laws of 7 and 30 don't apply. He sits for an hour and that's it. For one day. Then they have Mikut Atshamot. The custom in the olden days was they would bury the body. They would wait till the body to decompose. And then they would take the bones at a later date and bring it to the family plot, which was in a different place. So they called, when they would exhume the body, so that was considered like an avelut, because they're dealing with the body, they're taking the body out, whatever. So therefore the family members would also have to treat it as a temporary avelut. So that's called the day of Likut Atzamot. Okay? So now let's see what it says. And we're following Nashi as well. It says the Tanya Yom Shemua, the day of Shemua. Do we have a Rashida? Sheshama Shemet Lomet Ubishmua Kiruba Shetuch Lamedaskin. We're talking about within 30 days. So it says Kiyom Kivura. That has the same laws like the day of the burial. The Inyan Wat Limitzvak Shiva Ushloshim. For the 7 days of Avilut and the 30 days as well. Rashi says Kiyom Kivura Limitzvak Shiva Ushloshim Yom Shemua Matkin Nodzayin Lirchitza. The 7 days will affect them for washing and bathing and leather shoes, no leather shoes, and 30 days for laundering clothes. Okay, so that's a regular 7 and 30. When it comes to eating Korban Pesach, so then Yom Shemua is treated kiyom likut atzamot. So then eating Pesach, Yom Shemua is different. Yom Shemua is treated like Likut Atzamot. Rashi, Lakadat Pesachim, Havi Yom Shemua Ki Yom Likut Atzamot, which is lenient. The Kain Malan Be Pesachim Be Perika Isha Hashomeya Al Meto Ve Milaket Atzamot Tovel Be Ochel Be Kadashim La Erev. Not only Pesach, he could even eat all korbanot on that day. If the guy himself was melaket atzamot, if he exhumed his father's body, he needs the paraduma. He needs to be spring on the 3 and 7. Others did the exhuming. One day. But in the evening, Kli Kodashim. Over here it says Korban Pesach. Ve'ach Hashmin an Yom Shemua le'anyan Achilat Pesachim lo kiyom kiburahu. Here's the key. Which means, when it comes to Achilat Pesachim, of Yom Shemua, we treat it leniently, like Yom Likut Atzamot, which is mutar to eat Korban that night. But we don't treat it like Yom Kibura. That means on Yom Kippurah, that night, if he goes to the mikveh, he cannot eat the korban pesa. He says, "The idu Yom Kippurah lo achil pescho la'erev, va'afilu met me'etmol biyudgimal." Look at that. Even if it's not Yom Mita, Yom Mita was on the 13th of Nisan. Yom Kippurah is on the 14th. Still, the following night, still going to be asur. Ela kiyom likut asamot v'havi mutah v'chol hakodashim. Okay, fine. So continue. So that's the first deen. That's the first deen of the Rashi just says, why did it say Pesachim? He's really mutar and all. It's just saying, Likut Atzamot, not only the Inyan Achilat Pesachim, the Inyan all Korbanot. So just trying to make the point that even Pesachim that's permissible is going to be forbidden the Inyan Yom Kibura. Even Pesachim that's normally lenient will be forbidden on Yom Kibura. Continue. Yehadzeh ve'hadzeh. Whether it's Yom Kibura or whether it's Yom Likut Atzamot Tovel ve'ochel kadashim na'erev. Well, this is definitely be a problem. Nashi. Ehadzeh ve'hadzeh. Al-Korhach Yom Kibura v'yom Likut ka'e. That means whether it's Yom Kibura, whether it's Yom Likut Atzamot, at night he can eat kadashim. Ve'kash yaresh al-esefa kedele kaman. Already we have a stira. Okay. דהי היום שמועה ויום ניקות לא שייך למתניע אחד זה ואחד זה כמה דמנינו סליק זה וזה מבעלה. Correct. Which means we know it's talking about two cases that we didn't discuss before. Because it says in the Lashon HaGemara, Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh. So Echad Zeh is talking about new cases, meaning Yom Kibbutz. Till now we're talking about Yom Shimua. Now it's a, if we would have said Zeh ve'Zeh, that means what we're just talking about. Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh must be two new things. Echad Yom Kibbutz ve'Echad Yom Nikut. So what's the law? Let him go make Tevilah, let him go eat Kadashim Erev. Gemara says Hagufa Kasha. Why? Amar, you just told me Yom Shemua ki Yom Kibura le mitzvah Shema u'shloshim la'achilat pesachim ki Yom Nikut atzamot mechlal de Yom Kibura afilu la'erev name lo achil ve'adar tane echad zeh tober ve'ochel bekadashim la'erev. First statement is mashma that Yom Kibura the night you don't even eat Pesach, and over here it's mashma that Yom Kibura you go to the mikveh and even kadashim you eat setira. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, what do you want? Tanaehi. It's actually a machloket amongst the Tanaim. The first person is going to the Shitara holds what? That Kadashim as well as Pesach asur balayla shahar yom kevura. And the second one's going that it's permissible. That's the first answer. Machloket Tanaim, easy answer. Okay, the Gemara says Tanaehi. Look at the third line. First word on the line. The Peligi Belen Yom Kibura Shena Yom Mita. Dikar Manvar Tefista Mitrabanam Vesavar Achila Pesek No Machkebat Kachapilu Pesach No Achil. Ulkaban Maitidu. Yeah, even though he got on the 13th, the Kibura was on the 14th. Everybody reads that line as Drabanan at most. And still, one rabbi is going to say, don't eat. And the other rabbi is going to say, eat. Okay, so look at the name. Now here comes what we need. Rabba, we need everything. Rabba, Rabuna Amar, Rabuna says, Lakasha. Kan, Sheshama, Shemua, Almeto, Samuk, Shiata Hama, Vechen, Shelikto, Noatsamot, Samuk, Shiata Hama, Vechen, Shemet, Domet, Ukmaro, Samuk, Shiata Hama, Vekan, Nahar, Shiata Hama. Okay, what is it talking about? Rashi. Sefer Dektani. See Rashi? Bechunu ochel kadashim v'kol shekem pesho. The bride, the Mishnah, the bride that said that he eats the Pesach on Yom Kibura. Kesheba adab echad me'elu lefne shkia tahama. It happened right before sunset. Tehavi le'erev lel yom Kibura velel yom shemua velel biyom likut atzamot. Means it happened before sunset. So therefore they buried him on that day. And they buried him on that day, so then the following night becomes the night of the Kibura, or the night of the likut atzamot, or the night of the shemua. Savar yom kibura lo tafisle afilu midrabbanan. Oh, I say that the day of the burial is not tofes even midrabbanan, which means this opinion holds that yom kibura, the day of the that they actually bury him, he dies on one day, but they bury him, let's say, on another day. So the day that they bury him, the following night, is mutar. This opinion holds. It's not even a sumed rabbanan. The koshikin yom shemua v'likut atzamot. Certainly these days over here, which is not the day of the burial. The day of the burial, I'm telling you, then following night is nothing. Koshikin, the following night after yom shemua, and the following night of likut atzamot is nothing. So therefore, really, this night is nothing. Because he heard the news, yom shemua, before shkia. Good, so now he has a din of whatever the Yom Shemua din is on him. He has avail for one day, whatever it is. Shkia breaks it to zero. It's onen on Yom Shemua. Or likut atzamot. They made the likut atzamot before shkia tahama. So what? Once the night comes, it's not going to be worse than a mamash Yom Kibura, where the following night of Yom Kibura is nothing. So therefore, that's why it says, eat kadashim, eat korban pesach. Ve'adetani resha. על אכילת פסחים כיום ניקות עצמו די ליום כמורה לא. What's that word? אכול or אבל? What's that? אכול? What's that you tattoo for me? Change anything there? No.
Lo achil.
Lo achil. Okay. Lo achil. What says lo achil? He doesn't eat.
Not lo achil. Lo achil doesn't eat.
כשאירה לו אחד מאלו לאחר שקיעת החמה, תהבי ללילה זה יום כיבורה עצמו. That's considered the day of the כיבורה. ולא ליל יום כיבורה. It's not the night following the כיבורה. אף אגב דאף הוא מדרבנן, אבן עוד סוסו מדרבנן, החמירו ביום כיבורה עצמו יותר מיום שמועה וליקוט לאוסרו בפסח. Which means, even though that's also medrabanan, the rabbis were more machmir. Biyom kibura atzmo, for example, this is like Yom Kibura atzmo. It's Yom Shimua atzmo. What happened after sunset? It's Yom Likut atzamot atzmo. Yom Shimua velikut.
It was only machmir on the kibura.
They were more strict. The after the machmiru biyom kibura atzmo. Okay, Yom Kibura atzmo. They were very machmir. Yoter miyom shemua velikut legabe what the osro bepesach. Okay, which was Yom Kibura itself, the night of Yom Kibura. So they're going to be, according to this opinion, oser or Yom Kibura itself, Yom, the day of the Kibura itself, they're going to oser pesach. Aval biyom likut lo asru bepesach. But on Yom Likut they weren't oser bepesach. Ela b'shar kadashim. On other kadashim, it's lichud lamtin ad ha'erev. Okay, let's see how that works then. Nachi kamar, lachilat pesachim. Now read the law, lashon. When it comes to achilat pesach, havi yom shemua ki yom likut ve'ochel pescho. Okay, good. Which means, when it comes to yom shemua, we're going to treat it like yom likut, and it'll be able to eat va'afilu shama oliket acharesh shikia. Even if it's after shikia'ah, that means the yom shemua'ah is, it's on the same day now. The habi the yom shemua'ah atzmo, it's considered yom shemua'ah atzmo, you're after sunset. That's the time of the Pesach. The yom likut atzamot, so they were more lenient in this case. Whereas on the yom shemua'ah mamash, no Pesach. But, I'm sorry, on the yom kibura itself, no Pesach. However, even though it might be the Rabbanan, but the rabbis held it the Rabbanan. But on a Yom Shemua Atzmo, or a Yom Likut Atzamot Atzmo, meaning he heard it after sunset already when it's the Pesach, they were lenient on that for Pesachim. V'afidu hachi, shari mashi ekim b'yom kibura atzmo. Fine. Di'idu met lo met b'yud gimal. Let's say met b'yud gimal, and they buried him on the 13th. That night he cannot eat Pesach. Met on the 13th, buried him on, met on the 13th, buried him on the 14th.
Before sunset.
He does not eat at sunset. Because bottom line, the Laila of Yom Mita, we're going to be strict on. However, that's only by Mita. The Kavru Oto Amemim Lahar Shekiah, the Yudalit. Oh, it's like you said, they buried him after sunset on Yudalit. Goyim buried him, let's say. Asur Le'echol BePesach. Which is by kibura itself the mahmir. That means the guy died 13th. Erev Pesach, nothing happened. They buried him leil Pesach. Goyim buried him. So since that's the day of the kibura now, they cannot eat. Even though yom shemua is the day, and likut is the day, he can't eat. So we're more lenient on yom shemua and yom likut than on Kibura. I forgot the hala alav simchat haregel. Even though the holiday came on already, when the holiday came, it was good. Ve'enu noeg avelut beregel. Okay, hanimili avelut midrabanan hi. Okay, now avelut is not going to have either on the holiday because avelut is only midrabanan. Uchti v'samachta behageha. Avelut is midrabanan. Simchat hag is deoraita v'samachta behageha. So avelut is pushed off. That's why we push off avelut during the hag. Aval aninut le'asir bekadeshim hala alav. But the Arinut will be hal on him that it's a super kadashim. The Had Zehad about one of the Beojom or Hebekadashim Nairev, the Lelo not Tafisumi, Beyom, a super shakashim, a fiddle Yom Shimab, the Kutasmo, Bam, a Pesach, and the Fetish Tama. Good. So now let's go review what's being said over there. Here's an answer. This is Rabbah Bar Hunaz answer. Like a share, read it inside. Kan Sheshama Shimwa, Neto Samuk, the Shiat Tahama. וכן שניקף לעשות סוף לשקיעת החמה, וכן שמת ומת הוא כבר לעשות לשקיעת החמה. So the point happens before שקיעת החמה.
אחד זה ואחד זה חובר.
So what I'm going to make there? I'm going to make the Kiyagirit. Because Mutar, this is going contrary opinion that says that the night after anything is Mutar. So therefore, if the night after a Kivura is Mutar, not even a Sudra Banan. So because again, the night after a Shemua, or if so the night, where here's the Shemua in the day, and then he's, then at night, certainly it's the night after Muta. What's the second Draita? V'chanahar Shekiyat HaHama. Oh, after Shekiyat HaHama, therefore what? It's the same day. He heard about the Likut Atzamot after Shekiyat HaHama, Pesach already. And he heard about it mamash. The death after Shkia, that's the day itself. Even though, on the day of the Kivura itself, he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So this is the day itself. But they're more lenient legabe Shimua and Likut than they are legabe Yom Kivura, and that's why they let him eat Korban Pesach. They're not going to let him eat Kadashim. But for Korban Pesach, they waived it. So that's the way he answers the two Braitot. Okay, very good. Very good. I'll read you just again. Tana zeh sover she'en isur aninut nuhagim klal balayla she'ahar hayom shebo kara mikre. Afilu medrabanan. That's the first pshat. La'avilim mutal le'echol kol kodashim balayla olam biyom shebo kara mikre nuhagim bo dinei aninut. לגבי זה דינו של יום הכיבורה חמור יותר מיום ניקות עצמות. ביום הכיבורה, על הכיבורה די עצב, אכילת כל קודשים, עם פסח כול זה אסורה. That means, somebody died on the 13th, they buried him on the 14th, there's no, after שקיעה, on the 14th, there's no קורבן פסח. Even the Goyim buried him. יעשו להבילים לאכול את הפסח. ואף הפי שחל עליו בצורת שמחת הרגל. זה כמו שהוא נשי. ומכל מקום ענינות להסיר בקדשים חלב, אבל ביום שמלקט עצמות מותר לאכול מהפסח. So they were leaning on these things, even though it happened on the same day. He heard after שקיעה it's going to be פסחים is going to be מותר. פסחים is going to be מותר and
everything.
No, קדשים is going to be אסור.
After Shekiah,
we're going to be lenient on Kadashim. So let's get the answer clear. We have two statements that we're trying to answer. We have one statement that says what? One statement says he eats the Pesachim, Tovel Bayom, and then he goes and eats at night. Correct? That was one statement. The Resha. The Resha said, L'achilat Pesachim Kiyom Likut Atzamot. Which means what?
Yom Kippurah is no good.
That Yom Kippurah is no good. Yom Kippurah Pesachim is no good. It's only Achilat Pesachim is compared to Likut Atzamot. On Likut Atzamot day, the following night, he can eat whatever. On Likut Atzamot day, whatever. He can eat Pesachim. Masha'ikon on Yom Kippurah day cannot. So Yom Kippurah is Mahmir. Second statement is Mashpah on Yom Kippurah, even Pesachim, even Kadashim he can eat. How could that be? So Rabba Rabuna comes and answers, it depends. It depends when he heard this Likut Atzamot or this, when Likut Atzamot happened or when the Shemua happened. Mm-hmm. Let's discuss the easy case. It happened before sunset. So if it happened before sunset,
everything's allowed.
So then after Shkia, do everything.
Right.
Because
even Kibura.
Even Kibura.
Even if Kibura was, let's say Shkia.
That's what happened. It was before Shkia. So therefore, even if Yom Kippurah was before Shkia, we're lenient on the Laila, what is the pain that there's no Anirut Bechlal, called Shekin. When it's just the Shemua that was before sunset, or when the Kutat Samot before sunset, the Laila is not going to bother us for nothing. Second answer. Second Braita is talking about what? After Shkia, all this happened. Oh, that means it's the day itself. Now, even though on the day itself, according to this opinion, we generally be Mahmir on Yom Kippurah, but the Inyan, the same day for Yom Shemua, and the same day for Likud. So in this case over here, what are we going to say?
We make kill by Korban Pesach.
We'll be make kill for Pesach, but by Kadashim we're going to be Mahmir. So therefore, give me the case. It was after Sabbath. It was the 14th. It was the 14th, but he died on the 13th. He died on the 13th. They buried him, not say they actually buried him, on the 14th at night. Pesach. What's the deen? He does not eat. He does not eat according to Sabine. They buried him.
Buried him on the
13th. The 15th, 14th at night, meaning the 15th. We buried him. We say he doesn't eat. Take that same exact case. He heard on that night. Or you heard on that night of the, or they did likut on that night after sunset. So the deen is going to be eats. Okay? Just Pesach, but not Kadashi. Okay, so let's talk about what to make Chalukim. This is really what we need. After Shekiah, no, whatever happened already, which means he brought the Korban Pesach already. He brought the Korban Pesach in the afternoon. So don't let him eat it. What are you getting to eat it? He's Yotzei already. There's another answer. Rav Asher Amar, Ma'i Hadze Vehadze. It said in the second Braita, both of them go make Tevilah, they eat Kadashim in the evening. Hakika Amar. Ehad Yom Shemua Vehad Yom Likut. Which means, not Yom Kibura like we learned above. It's Yom Shemua and Yom Likut Atzamot. Tovel Veochel Bekadashim La'erev. Okay, so Rav Asher is saying a simple thing.
No stira.
There's no stira, which means it's the same thing. That Ehad Yom Shemua, which is lenient, and Ehad Yom Likut Atzamot. Let him eat even Kadashim in the evening. Because we're not talking about Yom Kibura. But not after Yom Kibura, so there's no stira bechlal. Which means the only case above was also Kadashim after Yom Kibura. But now we're not matining Kadashim after Yom Kibura. We're matining Kadashim after Likut Atzamot and this. Matining everything. Even Kadashim, no problem. The Gemara says, "V'had Rav Asher Madutahi." I'm sorry, but what Rav Asher said is Maduta. It's wrong. It's Madui. Enu Emet. Mechdi. Ala Kai. Zeva Zemibai. Like I told you before, initially we were talking about Likut Atzamot and Yom Shemua. So if the Braita was continuing, you should have said Zevaze, because we're talking about that already. Once you tell me Ehadze Vehadze, must be you're talking about different cases. Must be talking about Yom Kibura. Once you talk about Yom Kibura, you have a stira. Then you got to go back to the other answers that we had. Okay, Rav Chisda now comes along and is going to answer the stira a different way. We said initially the first answer, Machloket Tanaim. What's the Machloket Tanaim? One Tana is going to say that on Yom Kibura Kadashim are Asur, the night after Yom Kibura Kadashim are Asur. That means even if they buried him on the 13th, he died on the 13th, they buried him on the 14th, the following night is still Asur. That's one statement. And the other statement is going to say it's Mutav. The 13th, and they buried him on the 14th, and he mutar to eat Pesach night. It's Mahlokat Tanaim. So the Gemara says, Umay Tanae, where's this Mahlokat of the Tanaim? The Tanya. Ad matay mit'onen alav. How long is the Aninut last that you're Asur b'Kadashim? Kol Ayom. One rabbi says the whole day. Rabbi Omer, Kol Zeman Shelo Nikbar. As long as he's not buried. Gemara is going to explain what the machloket is over. It's big. But my asking that. Ilima beyom mita. If it's talking about they buried him on the yom mita itself, the day that he died, ma'ika mi'ika deletle diyom mita tafis lelo ben rabbanan. Everybody holds that yom mita the following night is the rabbanan. So you can't tell me that on the day itself he's going to become mutati kadashim. If he buried him, what do you mean if he buried him? If he buried him, still on in the first day, everybody agrees yom mita's on in. Not only yom mita, yom mita's doraita. And the night is Rabbanan. Vetu Rabbi Omer Kozeman Shelo Nikbar. Hakabro Ishtarele? Oh, you can tell me what? That if it's Yom Mita, and they bury him on the day of Yom Mita, it's Mutar, Umi Ika Deletle, Vaharita Ke Yom Mar? Clearly, the whole Yom Mita is considered Vaharita, the day of the end. It's Ke Yom Mar. The whole day is Yom Mar. It's a bitter day. So it cannot be talking about Yom Mita. So Amar Rav Sheshat. So Rav Sheshat answers. Ayom Kiburakei. The case is talking about where they buried him after Yom Mita. He died on one day, and they buried him on the second day. So Tanakama says the Aninut goes to the end of the day. Okay, and therefore what? The day of the burial, and therefore the night is zero. Therefore, it's permissible to eat Kadashim. And the other Shita is going to say what? That it goes until the Kibura itself. Also, that was the machloket. One rabbi says kol hayom,
meaning the whole day of Yom Kippur. So he has to wait. And the other rabbi is going to say, no, because Mishul Nagbar, that means even in the day itself, the day of the Kippur itself, they go to the mikveh and eat Kadashim on that day. Oh, we have a problem. It says in the Babraita. Shomei al meto. Kim laket atzamot. Shomei azedin av melaket. Tover ve'ochev b'kadashim la'ayrif. He can only eat kadashim at night. Mechlal deyom kibura afilu la'ayrif named lo achil. Which means, it's mashma that only a shomeya has a law that he can eat at night. Mashma, but Yom Kibura, Kibura, no, at night. A Shomeya and a Melaket, well, lenient, dip in the day, eat at night. Mashma, a Kover, cannot eat at night. Now, who's that? Hamani. There's no opinion like that. Because according to all opinions, if you bury him, according to one rabbi, the night is Mutar. According to other opinion, the Bikri, eat during the day. Then we say, Tovel, the Ochel Babayom. So the way you're explaining the two rabbis, Tanakhim and Rabbi, you have no author to this braita. Ela tadis, ela pshara like this. Ad matay mit onenim ala. Back to the question: how long is the aninut for kol oto hayom velelo yom kibura and the night? Meaning now we're adding. The first rabbi was mahmir. How long is aninut yom mitah? We all agree. He died on one day, they buried him the second day. Everybody agrees the second day also, he has onen. So the first rabbi says, that is the day of the kibbutz, and the following night as well. And the Rabbi says, kol zeman shelo nikbar, aval nikbar belo lelo. But as long as they bury him in the day, belo lelo, it doesn't go into the night. It's mashu, and the day goes. That means everybody holds the day of kibbutz is onen. Even if they get the burial in before sunset. The mahalok is going to be, is there aninut the night after Kibura? That's what comes out. It's crystallized mahlokin. Is there an inut that a banan the night after Kibura? Tarakama says there is. Rabbi says there's not. Comes the Gemara and says, Amaru akamed l'ibrimiya. So they explain this pshat in front of l'ibrimiya. Amar gavra rabba k'rab Yosef lemahache. That's the way Rabbi Yosef said it. But this was Rabbi Yosef's answer. And therefore he answered. He asked the question if we gave a new answer. So when they brought the question, when they brought this pshat from Rabbi Yirmiya, he says, impossible. Gavra Rabba k'rab Yosef lemahache lema de Rabbi lekula. Comes out Rabbi lekula over here, because Rabbi is saying that the night after the kibura is mutar be kadashim. Could that be? V'atanya ad matay mitonenim alav. How long is anin? Because zeman she'eno nikbar afidu mikan ad asara yamim devre Rabbi. That as long as he's not buried, even from now for 10 days, the aninut of Bachamim Omrim and Mitonen Alav Elo Ato Hayom Bilvad. So what do you see?
He's
more Mahmir in aninut. He holds Enunikbar. He got 10 days, but the rabbi say after the first day already is okay. So now you tell me the B is the Mekel. We see the rabbi, the B is Mahmir on the aninut situation. Okay, so scratch that answer. Ela Taritzache. Ad matay umetonen alav kol oto hayom. Again, yom kibura belo yomo. Right? Belo? Lelo. Belo lelo. The day itself. The day itself, but the night is okay. Rabbi omer kol zeman shlo nikbar, v'im nikbar, tofes lelo. Which means, according to Rabbi, kol zeman shlo nikbar, v'im nikbar, on that day,
it extends
to the following night. So Mahmir, we reverse the shitot basically.
If he wasn't buried?
If he wasn't buried, because you can't 10 days. The point is we reverse the shitot basically. It's like Tanakama is telling you, you got him buried, the night is nothing. Right? Mm-hmm. And according to the B, you buried him, the night takes over. So we make the B Mahmir.
So he's the...
he's the Mahmir. He's the opinion that was Mahmir on Aminut at night. And therefore, he is the Resha, he's the Tana that's going to be Mahmid, that you cannot eat Kadashim on Yom Kibura at night. And the other bright that said you can eat Yom Nawashma is Hachemim. Correct. Not for food, Rabbanan. Right. That's Rabbi. Amaru HaKamed Rava. So they told us for Rava now. So Medeka Amar Rabbi Yom Kibura Tofes Lomed Rabbanan. from the fact that you're telling me that Yom Kippur of the night is medrabanan, mechlal mitat tofes lelo medeoraita. The Yom Mitat tofes lelo medeoraita. It's mashma, the night before is the oraita. That's the night of Yom Mitat. Second night is the Rabbanan, it says. Tofes lelo medrabanan. He died on Monday. Buried him on Tuesday. Tuesday night is the Rabbanan. Mashma, Monday night is the oraita. That's Yom Mitat. Lel Yom Mitat. So Gemara, is that true? Savar Rabbi Aninut Laila de Oraita? Does he hold it Aninut at night is the Oraita, even of the Yom Mita? Oh, we have the famous story of Aaron and Moshe. They said, Hen Hayom, which was Aaron's claim was, how can I bring the Korbanot? He said, I am an Onen. When did he say he's an Onen? Hen Hayom. Ani Hayom Asur. Velaila Mutar. Which means, for me, I'm permissible, I'm forbidden in the day, and I'll be permissible at night. Udorot, but for the future generations, Bim Bayom, Ubim Balayla Asud Devre Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Aharon HaKohen was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a special situation when they were inaugurating the Mishkan. So it has its own rules. We can't learn from the rules of the inauguration to the laws of the future. So Aharon says, Legabe, this inaugural ceremony, I'm Asur today, but I'll be putar at night. But Lidorot, it's muta, it's Asur in the day and in the night. That's the Biuda. Here's the Bi. The Bi Yomer Aninut Laila Ena Medevre Torah Ena Medevre Sofri. He says nothing doing. There's no Aninut at night Bichlal. Not Midoraita, only Midrabbanan. Also, therefore, we have a question. Because you just said, the Leil Kibura is with Rabbanan. Mashma Leil Mita is the Oraita. It doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Le'olam the Rabbanan. Really, the night before is the Rabbanan. It's not the Oraita, like you just said. V'achamim asur hizuk l'divrehem yote l'shil Torah. Which means, sometimes the rabbis, they make a gedder on their laws and they make it strict, their laws. Yote Mishil Torah. Wow. Asur Hezuk Devreim. Which means, Minat Torah is no Aninut. They want to make Aninut. That's what it means, which means, really, you're right. Minat Torah is no Aninut. However, it's much by the way you said it is Laila, the second night is Daninut, and the first night is Deoraita. It's not Deoraita, but the rabbis, in a place where the Torah didn't instill it, they instilled it. They made a Hezuk on that Daninut. So there is Daninut on that as well. Okay, go through all the Shittot over here. Okay. One question. Vachamim asur Hezuk le Devrim Yote Mishel Torah. Do we have a Rashi on the bottom? Yeah, see the bottom Rashi. There it is. Le'olam drabanani. Va'afilu anut laila diyom mita. Even the first night is drabanan. Va'afilu achi yom kibura. Di'iyu gufem drabanan. The second day, which is drabanan from the get-go, there's no doraita in the klal. Le'lo nami l'rabi asum drabanan. The Hadush is the second night is also going to be asum drabanan. Why? Because hakamim asum hezuk l'divrehem. When it's a rabbinical law, the rabbis want to enforce the rabbinical law so people are not lenient on it. So what do? They mahmid even more than the Torah is osir. Because the Torah on Yom Mita was not osir the first night, the Torah. And here the rabbis that were osir the second day took the night as well. So they treated the second night, b'chizuk gadol yotem mishil Torah, with the Torah itself. Even the first night, there's no issue. We had a Torah law. Also, they put a B in the because according to the B, second night is a Summa Drabbanan, first night is also a Summa Drabbanan. We made a question, it's Mashma, first, second night Drabbanan, first night this. No, it's not to make a diyuk back, it's to show you the severity of the second night. That even though it's Drabbanan in essence, we added it as well.